If you feel like you're struggling and you're like constantly in survival, the reason it's not because your life requires that, it's because of your brain. When you know that, that's where the power comes back into your hands, because then it seems like your life requires you or makes it so that you're constantly struggling and in survival. It's not so, it's because you perceive it, your brain perceives things differently and make different decisions.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And oh my goodness, it's my weekend. I hope it's the start of your weekend, too. I'm just really looking forward to it. I enjoy joining you at 7 p.m. Eastern Time every week, but I'll tell you, it's been a long week. So I'm looking forward to this weekend. But tonight we have a really awesome guest. We haven't talked about this topic at all, so I'm very, very excited to have with us Carolyn Hauser Carson. And I love this little headline that sometimes people introduce me to guests, and I love this because I didn't know Carolyn until just a few minutes ago, which is so exciting. So this is a first for us. A humanistic psychotherapist explains how to integrate the trauma and own our magnificence so you can truly live well and love fully. I love that. Thank you, Carolyn, for such a great headline. You had me at the headline, shall I say.
Thanks.
And that's why I wanted to have her on, because as you guys know, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, that I've had a number of experts come on the show and talk about past trauma can absolutely be settled in our body and cause issues with our autoimmune. It can either exacerbate a flare or whatever. They're never saying right now that it causes autoimmune, but even from my own personal life and exploring past traumas, I can tell you once I did that, the autoimmune conditions did change. So I am a firm believer that understanding the emotional basis of autoimmune and past traumas can really affect our healing in a great way. And one of the things that Carolyn is known for is helping women who have been sexually abused or assaulted. And we're going to talk just about that. I know it's a really heavy topic, but we're also going to talk about just trauma in general, her tips for helping people overcome trauma in general. She has this wonderful new book called Blossom, 7 Steps to Sexual Healing. And there are 7 weeks program that she brings out the healing that's necessary for women to create their truly dream lives, which I just love that idea, because who doesn't want a dream life? So, Carolyn, thanks for being on the show, and tell us a little bit about your background. When I was reading in the book, I was surprised by your background. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you became to be an expert in this very important topic.
My story actually started with eating disorders. That was my first kind of battle. I had anorexia and bulimia started when I was 10 years old, and then I really battled them until in my early 20s. And I did have an experience of sexual abuse in my early teenage years, but the eating disorders had started much earlier, so it never quite made sense to me why. And then in my 20s, I did find a way to heal the eating disorders through family constellations, which is one of the modalities that I'm trained in now, and it's very powerful. So I found that, and it helped me heal, and my 20s, I then spent learning about healing and became a naturopathic doctor and psychotherapist and all of that. And
yeah, you have a very impressive resume, Carol. And I'm like, yes, this is was a person in search of something. For such a naturopathic doctor, family constellation practitioner, humanistic psychotherapist, healer, and women's empowerment expert. And I was like, wow, impressive.
Yeah, pretty much when other people partied and, you know, went to college and tried to figure out, you know, and started their careers, I was just immersed in healing. I have spent on healing what other people spend on a house, you know?
I think a lot of us can relate. I think that's why I started the Autoimmune Hour, was to find answers for myself and others. So and go ahead. Let's find out some more.
And then for me, I had my first daughter in my late 20s. And when she turned 3, which was when I was about 31, that brought back memories of the early sexual abuse. And so for me, I started remembering when I already had all this training, and it still was a really, well, when it came out, it wasn't really a surprise, but it really threw me because I wasn't function, like for 2 months, I just couldn't function. I talked to one of my teachers, and then he helped me to really see how, with all the training that I have had at that point, and then finding this out, that it was really part of my purpose to find a way for myself and others to heal. So that's how the book was born. I actually, before I wrote the book, I took myself and a group of women on a healing journey and tried out these different concepts and then took their feedback and then created the book based on what we did together.
Oh, it's a great book. And, you know, I am a huge fan of teachers who have been there. I think they are the ones that understand. It's going through the medical journey I went through. Several times I would look at medical professionals and say, do you have a chronic condition? No. Does anyone in your family have a chronic condition? No. Then don't tell me how I feel, okay?
Yeah.
And I think that was very frustrating for me, was people who haven't been there don't understand what people go through.
Yeah. You just have to pull yourself together. After that all, I ended up 5 years ago on the couch with chronic fatigue and adrenal burnout and not being so. I do have, you know, I feel the struggle and I know the struggle, and I've been severely ill actually, and have been luckily been able to pretty much recover. I still have some fibromyalgia, like I don't want to call it fibromyalgia, but like pain and little things here and there. But
oh, well, she's a thriver community. We've got a thriver on board. Fantastic. That's what we call ourselves. We get to this point where our medical community won't say we're cured, but we don't care. We're doing good.
Yes, exactly.
we're doing good. That's what I like to say. Now, as I was reading the book and I was reading the 7 steps, and I know these are for healing sexual abuse, as I was reading them, I was like, wow, you could, any sort of trauma, any sort of things that you were feeling were unresolved could absolutely be used with these steps. So let's walk through a couple of the steps. I know that it's the BLOSSOM, and that's an acronym. So the B was for bring your mind on board. And there's a lot more to it than just what I've heard sort of, you know, talking heads talk about mindset. I get a little annoyed when people say, just change your mindset. Like, yeah.
If I could, I would, right? I would.
Exactly. So yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what does bring your mind on board in your process?
In my world. So I've done a lot of work around, you know, understanding the subconscious and understanding energy and how they go together. And so a lot of the work that I do with people is around energy, actually, and energy management and using your own energy. And our subconscious is a very powerful part of our psychic makeup. It is an energy field that has power. Some think it's 95% of our creation power and 5% is really what we consciously have at our disposal. I don't know if that's true, but let's just say that the subconscious is very powerful. And the subconscious wants us to be safe. There's part of us, the ego, the protective part of us that just wants to be safe. And the known is safe for the subconscious, which means even you being sick or you not feeling that well, if that's what's known, the subconscious knows you can survive it. It would rather have you be in that state than in another state that it doesn't know, even if it's another state would be feeling really good, but it's unknown, right? And so anytime we try to go from known into unknown, even if it's better, anxiety will be produced in the brain by the subconscious in an attempt to keep us where we are. And so, you know, we experience that as resistance. And probably anybody who's tried to go on a diet or make any kinds of changes knows how, or with the, you know, New Year's resolutions, you know how quickly it goes like, you know, it's too hard.
Exactly.
And it's partly because the subconscious makes it seem like it's hard. It's really not that hard, but it puts all kinds of things in our way so that we're like, okay, you win. And so bringing your mind on board deals with that and helps your subconscious to understand the journey ahead so that it can come on, you know, it can come on board with you and let you actually take the steps that are necessary for your integration and healing.
Yes. Well, and I found the subconscious also sort of has what I'll call unpaid helpers at times, and that would be family members, medical community people, your friends, who, not that they want to keep you sick or in a bad, funky place, that, you know, but oftentimes, there again, their subconscious knows you at that moment, and the whole idea of change bothers them too. And I found you can sort of get this crowd anxiety going on when someone changes. I know as I was weaning myself off the meds, I had a very close friends who were very distraught, like something was going to happen as I was weaning off these meds, even though under medical supervision and things. And I found that fascinating that I even had to deal with other people's anxieties, not just my own, about, yeah, it is a little scary weaning off these meds, but I know it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So you were following your inner guidance to do that, right?
Right. Yeah, I was following my inner guidance, and I'm pretty comfortable following my inner guidance, but that's only after years of working with it and training and trial and error.
Yeah. I guess, but the next steps in the book are really about that, helping people to find that place within themselves and figure out how to distinguish whether something is really your inner guidance, what that feels like. Because, you know, my experience and yours probably too, when you really commit to following that, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. And I think that's the awesome thing that people need to know is I didn't always get it right the first time, but in the end, it's the right thing. There were times when I should have probably gone right instead of left there. Or as my one of my doctors, who was very supportive of my healing process, said to me a couple of times when I would have a flare or something, all of a sudden I was feeling great, and the next day I'd wake up and I was just like, wow, I feel like I've been hit by a truck. What happened? And she would explain to me that, you know, it's like climbing a mountain. And she said, Sharon, you know, you slipped back two steps on the mountain, but when I met you, you were down in this hole, this valley. You were way down here. You're not. You're just a couple of steps down. We just have to start back up the mountain again. And that metaphor was helpful for me, because sometimes when you wake up the next day and everything hurts, even thinking hurts, you're like, you feel like you're back down in that complete hole again.
Yeah, and that's part of the challenge of the healing journey for autoimmune stuff, right? That it is, like, it's not like this. It's, and I mean, it goes upwards, but you really have to have endurance, and it tests your faith.
And I think that's for healing from trauma too. Anything, emotional trauma, anything that happens to you, it's that way, that you'll have really great times, and other times you're like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, so I really do believe that, you know, physical, like the chronic pain is really a physical manifestation of the emotional stuff in the most part. So yeah. Healing, the two go hand in hand, and a big part of what I teach people is really about. So in my world, from what I've learned over the last 20 years, really, is that when trauma happens, it's like too big of a charge comes at you, at your physical body. Like if your body was a house, it's like lightning.
Great metaphor.
And so when, let's just go with the, you know, the lightning striking the house, everything in the house would melt, right? The wiring in the house would probably melt and burn and have like outages and, you know, the circuit breakers would like go out and so forth. And so it's the same in your body. When trauma happens, it's a huge amount of energy that your body gets, the nervous system gets met with or meets with, and there's no way to discharge it. So it literally ruins and wrecks your circuits, your energy circuits. physically. So this nervous system is physical. Yes. Even though it transports energy or energy goes along it, but it's physical.
No, I love that metaphor. That's a great explanation of how it works. And I haven't found any definitive studies yet that absolutely say that emotions get stuck in our body. But everything I've done in 170 episodes of The Autoimmune, plus my own exploration of healing, and when I delved into the emotions and past traumas, that's when the healing started. That's when the shift, the big shift, I can point to say that's the time that it happened. So the science of Sharon here agrees with you, Carolyn.
Good, thanks.
I'm not a medical doctor, guys.
Thanks for doing your personal research. Yeah.
Just, I like to always try and back it up with definitive studies, but I guess it's pretty hard to quantify, to capture the emotions.
What we do have research on is vibration. So quantum physics and then also consciousness studies, there have been studies done that can prove that there are certain vibrations that are life-giving, and then certain vibrations, when you're exposed to them for long enough, they're really life-destroying to your cells and, to any living organism. And so Dr. David Hawkins, I don't know if you're familiar with him, he's no longer living, but he did a lot of studies on vibrations and consciousness. And so he came up with what's called the scale of consciousness, where he basically figured out that shame, guilt, anger, depression, all those more negative feelings, they're really below a level of 200 on a vibrational scale. And so anything that's under 200 is literally life-destroying. So if we ourselves vibrate at that level, which oftentimes happens when you have been affected with trauma because it's a negative impact on you, it doesn't help your body stay alive, right? So in my world, the work is helping ourselves to get above 200, basically. 200 is courage.
200 is courage. I like that. 200 is courage. And everything else is gravy. Now, what's the high? I mean, is it infinite?
Divinity would be 1,000.
Okay.
And I don't think it's possible to, if you're vibrating at that level, you're not going to have a body probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's something to strive for, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I think Buddha and the Christ, they were at 700.
Okay.
When they were incarnated in the body. And then I don't think there's been any living human being above 700 just because the body needs a certain density. Otherwise it just turns into light. And then we're not physical anymore.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen right now anyway.
So. No, that's for later.
That's for later. And speaking of later, we need to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. And we're going to find out more about this. This is so fascinating to me. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're talking with Carolyn Hauser-Carson, and she's a renowned humanistic psychotherapist. I can't talk tonight, guys. She's also the author of the brand new book, Blossom, 7 Steps to Sexual Healing. And one of the things I loved about her book when I read it is, yes, the title, Sexual Healing, but her 7 steps to me were just 7 steps to healing. And I appreciated that. I went, wow, we got to have her on, not only because I'm a firm believer that trauma plays into our healing or lack of healing in autoimmune, but also these steps to me, I was like, wow, you could just apply these to general healing. And the first one you talked about was bring your mind on board, but go ahead, Carolyn.
I was going to say, you know, a lot of people think like sexual healing, what does it even mean? And when we talk about vibrations, so shame and guilt are at the bottom. And for most people, even if you haven't had sexual trauma or sexual abuse, there's a lot of shame and guilt attached around our sexuality, period. Just from, you know, society, church, growing up, maybe being shamed. So the shame and guilt are a big contributor for most people feeling bad about themselves. And, you know, and oftentimes it started with some kind of sexual component. So, you know, you don't have to be sexually traumatized to benefit from healing that part of you, because our sexuality and our sexual being is really who we are, and it holds our creativity, and it holds most of our power comes from that place. And so if we have a layer of shame and guilt there, we're not the most powerful that we can be, period, for anyone.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
That was very enlightening. I appreciate how you brought that up. That's true. I remember I grew up in a very religious family, and there was a time of unwinding some of that. So some of those things that you're taught, and it's not just by your family, you know, I mean, ads, everything out there today, it just seems you're inundated with it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of confusion around what sex really is, because, you know, in some ways it's just been reduced to the physical act, and it's, that's so not your sexuality. Your sexuality is your juice, your creativity, your energy, your beingness.
Oh, that's beautiful. Your beingness. I love that. I love that. I want to jump on a couple of these others while we still have time. I just know when I get on these, sometimes I take my guests down rabbit holes because I'm so fascinated, and then we run out of time. The next one, L, was land within yourself. And I wanted to have you explain that one just real quickly for us, because I found that one fascinating too.
Yeah, so for most people, when trauma happens, what they do instinctively is they kind of leave their body. And, you know, most of us have experienced how we're like, it's really easy for us to be up here and have a lot of activity, but
it's right, really up in our, it's easy to be stuck in your head. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
It's really hard to actually be present and be enjoying your life. And so part of in the later steps, the procedure to actually heal your nervous system requires you to be back into your body. You need to be able to use your entire body to as an instrument, basically, to do the integration work. And so the second step is a first kind of gentle reassessing of your body by just, you know, learning. It's almost like taking your first steps, you know, while holding on before, like,
training wheels.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just training a muscle so that when you need it later for the integration process, you have an understanding, you have a sense. I'm taking ballet lessons, and I don't know if you have taken ballet lessons, but
I was a little girl
in ballet, you use muscles that I don't even know they existed, right? So and I've been doing it for a year and a half now, and you know, the teacher keeps saying, well, you know, use that muscle under your butt there. And I'm like, there is nothing there. There's just wobble. And she's like, no, just keep doing it and you'll feel it. And so now after a year and a half, I'm like, oh yeah, there, like, I know what, now I can tell what she is saying, right? And so it's the same thing with learning how to use your physical body as an instrument. There are certain things that you can do just to get familiar with what does it actually mean. And so that's pretty much what this step is about. And then also it leads to really being able to hear your inner voice and inner guidance, which is the third step, right? So it's a preparation for that also.
And I've heard it called dissociated. Sometimes people will talk about they're dissociated. And I know the first time I heard someone say that at the moment, said, you know, get back in your body. I was like, what? It was a very foreign concept, so I suggest you read her chapter on it because it's fascinating how she describes it. It's much easier to understand than when someone says, get back in your body. You're like, I'm here. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Which is a little odd. So let's jump forward to open to your intuition. I am a huge fan of intuition and listening to your intuition, listening to your gut. I love that they've discovered that the gut really is a secondary brain, very smart, able to tell you things, especially about our own healing, what's going on for us.
Yeah. So, you know, the voice of your intuition is the voice that will always lead you towards better and greater, and it will also keep you safe, right? For a lot of people that have gone through sexual trauma, they don't feel safe anymore. And so part of what needs to happen for you to be able to hear your intuition is you have to heal a part of your brain that's more down here, the reptilian fight or flight, right? So I think that part of why autoimmune diseases are so rampant is that a lot of us are operating from fight or flight and are, you know, living more in an adrenaline-based or like adrenaline and cortisol are out of balance and it's not good for our bodies.
Right.
Right. And so from a neurophysiological and biochemistry perspective, when trauma happens, and this is proven, you're more prone to that brain being activated. So for a normal person, when there's all kinds of sensory input, it just goes through the reptilian brain checks it out. It's like, okay, this is not a life threat. And then lets the information go up to our emotional brain and our frontal cortex. Our frontal cortex is where, you know, where we can be wise and where we would receive the inner guidance probably, you know,
right.
Although we feel it in our heart, but it's a connection. And so when trauma happens, this part is almost like, you know, they're the guardians. The reptilian brain is like a guardian and it's put more on guard. So it will, when the sensory input comes, it will always err on the side of, oh my God, this is dangerous. But even if something is not dangerous. So the information doesn't even get passed on. And what that means is that in your life, you're making decisions based out of survival. So literally, you're being reduced to being a lizard.
Right. But we're unaware of it.
I have a big one. And sometimes I'm like, okay, you know, like all she does is like she sits there and then there's food and then she goes and eats it.
I know, but we're definitely unaware that we're operating from that, because as I explored this and read Dr. Bessel van der Kolk's work, The Body Keeps the Score, as well as I'm a huge fan of Dr. Stephen Porges' work on the neurobiology. They talk about that switch can get stuck on, and then it just becomes quote-unquote normal because it's stuck on and we don't know any different because it never unsticks itself unless you work at it.
If you feel like you're struggling, you know, and you're like constantly in survival, the reason, it's not because your life requires that, it's because of your brain.
Right.
So that's when you know that, that's where the power comes back into your hands, because then you're like, okay, this is my life actually is not, you know, it seems like your life requires you or makes it so that you're constantly struggling and in survival, right? It could be your pain. It could be anything outside of you that you perceive from outside of you. It's not so. It's because you perceive it. Your brain perceives it so. So, and this is why this work is so important, because you actually can switch it off. You can learn to help heal the brain and switch it off so that you then perceive things differently and make different decisions.
And that's what's so fascinating to me, is it's an actual physiological response that you can change. Sometimes people think that, well, it's the brain, it's like talk therapy or whatever. No, it's actually a physiological response that can be turned on and off. And I think that was so fascinating.
Breathing has a lot to do with it. You know, using your breathing can be a really good tool. And then just coming back into your body and using things that require you, your whole body, require you to be in your whole body.
Yeah, wow. It's fascinating. Now, you also have See with the Eyes of Truth. That one, I was like, wow, that takes real courage.
That one I get a lot of flack for people. And I'm in the process of learning to say the stuff that I'm going to say in the least inflammatory way possible, because I want people to hear it. And a lot of people have a lot of hard time hearing it, especially if they've gone through trauma and if it's been reasoned or if it's still very active within them.
Yeah. Wow. And, that takes a lot of courage. And then your next one is Stretch Beyond Your Limits. And this one I enjoyed, because I'm sort of a polarity responder. I'm sort of an I'll show you kind of person. So Stretch Beyond Your Limits, I really enjoyed that one. I have this strange little thing that I do every time, year around my birthday. I always do something, sometimes with friends, sometimes with not, that I've never done before. I tried to learn to ride a motorcycle. That was not so successful, but I tried. And then, you know, I've done other things. I've learned to shoot clay pigeons, you know, that those pole and those plates go flying in the sky. So, you know, I love that. Stretch beyond your limits. And doing physical things like that, I felt taught me to do it internally as well. Like, okay, I didn't think I could do rock climbing, but man, I can. And so that's that one really. Let's talk about your version of Stretch Beyond Your Limits.
It really has to do with stretching beyond the inner limitation. So the fifth week is actually where I'm teaching you the integration of the, you know, the where you get to learn how to heal your nervous system. And so with that, you can really stretch beyond the limits that have been placed through the damage.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. We need to take one more quick commercial break, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Carolyn Hauser Carson. And she is the author of the new book, Blossom, 7 Steps to Sexual Healing. And we've been going through the steps and talking about the idea of healing the emotional body, healing what's going on with us, and understanding how the brain works is always fascinating to me, because it's not just the physical body that's having this autoimmune experience or traumatic experience. which is what her book is about, Healing from Trauma. And welcome back, Carolyn. This has been so fascinating. We've talked about bringing your mind on board and land within yourself, which I like to call dissociated, and open to your intuition and see with the eyes of truth and stretch beyond your limits. Own all of who you are. Now, that one too can be a little scary if you're like, oh gosh, I just want to put those parts in a box.
Yeah, and actually, I mean it in the sense of we have different energy streams that we come from, the feminine and the masculine. So this is actually a really juicy one because a lot of the work that I do is around learning about these two energies and playing with them and integrating, because in my own life, once I did that, my experience, so I went to the chronic fatigue, bankruptcy and divorce at the same time, and I had two little kids.
Oh wow, well you had nothing going on, so geez, why'd your body break down?
Yeah, so my body broke down first and then everything else, like, well, the bankruptcy was at the same time, but so. And then I started learning about energy and about these two energies and also about healing the nervous system. So it all kind of came together at the same time. And actually, if people want to go to my website, it's Women in the Flow. The gifts that I have on there are really the two main tools that have helped me very quickly shift. And what I've learned is when you bring the feminine and the masculine within yourself in harmony, life changes rapidly for me. So for me, that meant... I would say I'm 95%. I feel better than when I actually, you know, as far as I can think back, I've never felt that great. Right? So even as a teenager, because I was anorexic, you know, I didn't feel good. I was kind of pushing and fighting all the time. So I don't think I'm at 100%, but I feel like as good as maybe when I was a little child, you know, I had more energy. But so I have a lot of energy. That's the point. And, you know, I've served over 5,000 people in the last 3 years. I've married and found my divine partner and soulmate.
Bravo!
Yeah. So we own a house in the Caribbean, and it just goes on and on. All because of learning to do this integration work, to learn about my feminine, my masculine, and learn how to bring them in harmony through the emotional integration and the nervous system healing. And I just want to give that to people so they know that when you do this work, my life experience is completely different. I used to live in a one bedroom apartment with a roommate. Now I live in a 5-bedroom house, like within 3 years, you know, and I have help, and my life is much easier. My experience of my daily life is one of ease for the most part. You know, I still have kids and they bother me. That's how it is. That's part of life. But in general, in terms of, you know, the amount of stress and struggle that there was 3 years ago has completely vanished. And it's because of these inner tools. And so the owning all of who you are has to do with learning about these two energies. And we all have like the wounded feminine and the wounded masculine, and then learning what it means to come into wholeness. Because I believe that the masculine and the feminine was created as a whole. And when we are whole within ourselves, we're the most powerful. And when part of this greater conversation is, you know, really healing the feminine and masculine, healing our relationships, because together we're so much more powerful than apart. And right now, you know, right now there's a big rift with the whole Me Too movement and so forth. And my hope is really that when we do this integration work within ourselves, then that we can see greater peace within the genders on a global scale, so that we, you know, that all of us can really be in a powerful state.
Now, do you work with men on the same integration?
Yeah, I mean, most people that find me, most people that resonate with me are women, just because of my story, and I'm a woman. But I do work with men also. Yeah, I host retreats, so people can come to retreats. In the future, I would like to do couples retreats also. That hasn't happened.
That sounds fun. Sounds fun. Awesome. Now, I want to make sure we can get to the, we talked about own all of who you are and meet the world and your beloved wholeness. That's the last one.
Yeah. So the last one is really about taking all of what you've learned and applying it to your relationships. Because in my own case, I know that my true joy comes from relationships, right? Being able to have love and receive love and give love and that's what life is all about. And so how do you take what you've learned into relationships, and then how do you use your relationship to keep growing? Because the energetic work is ongoing. It's like, you know, like eating healthy. You know, stop eating healthy, right? And so there's energetic things that you want to do on a daily basis that become your, it's almost like energetic hygiene. And you can use your relationships to see whether you're, you know, on track or off track, because the moment that, so for me as a woman, the moment I'm in conflict with my husband, I know that somewhere within myself, I'm too much in my masculine, for example. Right? And so I teach people how they can use their relationships, because that's what I do. I use my relationship as a gauge to see how well I am doing within myself in terms of my balance. And to be balanced for a woman who feels more feminine, to be balanced is actually to be more in my feminine and then use my masculine when I need it for my business and so forth. You know, if I have to be stern with my kids. But for most of us, and also I think that's part of why, you know, we see so many people without, I mean, we've been too much in the masculine. We've been, and also for abuse survivors, a lot of abuse survivors, female abuse survivors, it didn't feel safe to be feminine, right? We thought that, oh, because we were radiant and happy and joyous and feminine, that's what attracted the abuse, right? So it was safer to switch into the masculine. So it's just a natural thing that happened, but it's really not good for a female body to run on that energy too much, right? So this is like a really crucial, for especially for your listeners, I think a really crucial piece to learn and to play with and to, you know, learn more about the feminine energy part. And
well, that's fascinating. I have not heard it explained that way before. And that makes a lot of sense in the many, many, many stories I've heard in my own experience about balancing the energies. I hadn't thought about using my partner as a gauge. That's fascinating. Now, how does your husband feel about that? Does he, I'm sure he's on board with the whole thing and understands what you do for...
He'll be the first one to say, I need to be a woman. You need to stop being, you know, he'll tell me actually. He doesn't know that he's good, but, you know.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
You just need to relax right now, you know. Why can't you just relax right now?
Yeah, well, sometimes I say, yeah, if I could, I would. You know, it's not.
So that's them basically asking us to just be in the feminine, the healthy feminine is relaxed, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what I mean. Like, you can, when he says that can give you a clue that, oh, okay, I'm too much in my masculine right now. What could I do? I could take a bath. I could, you know, there's different practices that you can do that help you connect to your feminine.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. We need to take one more quick commercial break, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life, and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're talking with Carolyn Hauser-Carson. What other tips? We're down to just, about the last 6 or 7 minutes here, and I want people to know how to work with you and how to get your book. But when we're looking at the process of healing, and I know that's a generalized kind of concept, but you've given us these fantastic 7 tips. What are some things that we need to also be aware of as we go through your process and we practice these skills?
One of the things that people fall prey to is thinking it's too easy. It has to be more complicated.
Oh, many times have you thought that of a lot of things?
Yeah, so I have a lot of clients who I will say, well, did you do the emotional integration? Like, they'll come to me and say, oh, this is going on and this is going on. I'm so triggered. What should I do? I'm like, well, did you do the emotional integration? What is that? And I know exactly that I've told them 5 times and taken them through the process and given them a recording. And so it gets dismissed because people think, you know, there has to be more to it. But there isn't more to it, because the negative energy is in your physical body. And it's literally like you need to use your body to digest it. And unless you do it, it will not go away. There's no talking about it, no processing through it, no cathartic about it. And that's just it.
I know. I am just stunned. I've never heard it explained that way. And I love that, because that's exactly when you said it, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how it happened when I went through what I call it was sort of this opening. It was an epiphany moment that shifted my healing. And I had never heard it explained that way. And so I'm sitting here a little mesmerized for a second going, yeah. That's exactly what happened. Although I wasn't guided or doing it on purpose. Luckily,
I guess. I didn't come up with that. I'm just basically, I also witnessed this in myself. And so you're speaking to a true experience, right? So it's true.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I mean. There's just things that just are. And when you do them, then they work.
Don't overthink them. Just simply do.
And there is no shortcuts. You know, to go back to my ballet, there is no shortcuts. You just got to do the training. You the people that can dance, they can dance because they've done it for years and they've spent hours and hours and hours getting those muscles. There's no shortcuts, you know.
Yeah. I love that, where someone once told me, oh, you know, I just found out about you. You're so lucky. You're such an overnight success. And I'm in my body language world, where I do, this is my passion, and that's also my passion, but it's what I do outside of the autoimmune world. And I'm like, yeah, 25 years to overnight success. Thank you.
Exactly. So, you know, there is no shortcuts.
Although luckily my healing process was much quicker, so thank you. Tell everybody how to get your book and how to work with you. I know you mentioned your website, but mention it again, and you have some beautiful free gifts for us over there. So let us know all about that wonderful stuff.
Yeah. So the book you can get on Amazon, just, you know, put in Blossom, 7 Steps to Sexual Healing, either on Amazon or at my website, which is womeninTheFlow.com. Men are welcome too. It's, you know, it's useful for you too if you're men listening. It's Women in the Flow. And so the gift that I have on there, the first one is really helping you with the emotional and the integration and nervous system healing. And then the second tool is a tool that is also very body-centered that will help you find your true yes and no, which is so important, because when you do know how to make decisions based on your true yes and no, you end up really creating the life that you want and allowing yourself. When you go by your inner guidance, you know, your life will transform because you're going to allow yourself to say yes to the things that you truly want.
Yes. And one time years ago, someone pointed out that every time I say yes to something that I didn't really want to say yes to, I was saying no to something that was important to me. And that was a critical moment in my decision-making process and learning to set boundaries, was understanding, you're right. I just said yes to something that's going to take away from time with people that are, you know, close to me, take time away from my children, whatever. So I always say, know the cost of your yes and know the cost of your no.
Yeah, that's because, and I mean, for a lot of people, you know, the reason, part of why the abuse actually happened is because they didn't speak up. You know, we don't speak up, right? So, and then we keep going to our lives, not keep thinking, because we think we have to survive or that nothing bad happens, but that's not true.
Knowing our, standing in our own power, understanding our own power. And that's what Carolyn talks about in her book, Blossom, Seven Steps to Sexual Healing. And her name is Carolyn Hauser Carson. So you can look that up on Amazon or online. womenintheflow.com, correct?
Mm-hmm. F-L-O-W. Right.
Yeah, we'll have that up on the Life Interrupted Radio site for you as well. And be sure and go over to lifeinterruptedradio.com and sign up for Transcribe Tribe if you haven't yet. You can be able to get the transcript of this as well as all the other episodes if you'd like. And we have all great little videos and all sorts of fun things over there as well. You can join us on Facebook at Life Interrupted Radio if you'd like. And I've got great news. I know it's late. Everybody's going to roll your eyes at me. I finally figured out Instagram. So we're starting on Instagram. And so look up Autoimmune Hour. So that's where you'll find us on Instagram too. So everyone, thank you for being part of my community. This just means so much. And I know our shared energy has helped all our healings and becoming a community of thrivers. Carolyn, thank you for sharing your important message too. This is really something that we all need to take to heart. And everyone, have a great weekend. Whatever your adventures, join me next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode. And as always, enjoy. Take a moment now to find a comfy spot. Wiggle about every nook and cranny to make sure you're comfortable in this spot. Shake out your fingers and wiggle your toes while you take some nice deep breaths and extend the exhale. Let it go with a sigh. That's right. And wander over to your favorite spot, you know the place, that place of safety and security in your mind, that you can just let your mind wander. And from this place, savor the smells and the colors, the textures and the patterns. That's right. Continuing to release any leftover little stressors of the day with a nice extended exhale. Coming to a place of complete comfort and relaxation. Letting go of all drama. All the need for drama. That's right. Just whisking it away. No longer needed. Doesn't have a place here. That's right. Just whisk it away. That's right. Oh, let it go with a sigh. No need for drama here. No need to accept others' drama. Just enjoying this place of solitude, savor the colors and the textures and the patterns and just the quiet and comfort. On each extended exhale. Notice how it feels to be without drama. Oh, just lovely, that's right. Open and spacious without drama. That's right. Knowing that you can take the same feeling of open and spacious, no drama, no need for drama, right now, back into the real world. That's right.
integrate this feeling of no drama, of relaxation, open and spaciousness, and take it back into the present moment, right now, alert and aware that you can call on this feeling at any time and carry it with you at all times. That's right. Alert and aware, eyes wide open and ready to begin your day without drama and with that open and spacious feeling. Oh, welcome back.
The information provided on LifeInterruptedRadio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by LifeInterruptedRadio.com. This episode is brought to you by MindfulnessInActionBook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.